Yeah, you hear the thing. Thanks to SKG Radiology. When you depend on the right result, the choice is clear. SKG Radiology. We welcome them aboard. As Lachie Neal joins us, have you recovered from the Derby?
Yeah, we haven't done our review yet, Goss, but still getting over a couple of bumps and bruises. I'm just about to head into the club and do a little bit more recovery this morning. But yeah, it was a tough day at the office. I thought that we really came to compete, and we showed up a better fight and effort than we did the week before, and they just ground out in the third quarter and got away from us, and we couldn't reel them back in, and they pushed away a little bit further in the last as well. So it was a step in the right direction, though, but another tough day at the office.
Very much so. And just quickly, I don't want to go too much over the old ground, but Peter Sumich has left the club. Just tell us your involvement with Sumer over the time that he's been there, because he's been there since Ross took over at the start of 2012.
Yeah, and I walked in 2012 as well. So my first year was Pete's first year as well, and he's been really good for the club. And when I first came, he was a forward line coach for us, and I spent a fair bit of time up forward in my first couple of years when I was playing AFL. So worked pretty closely with Pete, and then he moved into more of he was head of development this year, and from all reports, he was doing really well down at Peel, and they're in contention for finals, and good luck to Pete on whatever he chooses to do next.
Yeah, you get a fairly big break. You get the genuine 7-day break before you take on Adelaide, who are one of the form teams of the competition. They come to town. But if you bring that same application that you had in the Derby, I mean, you're going to push them. I know they're playing well, but them over here, it's you're going to make life difficult for them.
Yeah, exactly. And we go into every game expecting to win. And don't get me wrong, we're still disappointed after the game on the weekend, and I thought we were right in it at halftime, and we missed some opportunities and whatnot, so we'll be looking to do the same this weekend against Adelaide. They're a really good team, but we've shown that we can keep up with those teams, but at the moment it's only for a half, so we've got to put 3-4 quarters together and hopefully get a better result.
Can I ask you about Anthony Morabito? I know he's had a couple of games. I know he's had some injury setbacks and the like, and he's been on the rookie list and all sorts of things. He was a high draft pick. He's had no end of problems with the knee and the like. Is he any chance of playing a game before the year's end? And do you think you'd like to see him play a game before the season's end for Freo fans to actually see him in Dockers colours again?
It's really hard for me to say whether he's in line for selection, because unfortunately, as much as some of the players might like it, the coaches sort of keep that match committee meeting between themselves, which is fair enough. And I know he's strung a couple of good performances together over the last couple of weeks, and I'm sure that if he puts in a couple of good ones, he might get a crack before the end of the year. And I'm sure everyone would love to see Anthony run out in the purple this year, so we'll wait and see over the next 3 weeks whether that happens.
Who's the best team in the competition right now that you've played with the finals 3 weeks away?
I think Sydney are a really good team, and you can't go past Hawthorn. I know that they've been a great team for the last 3, 4, even 5 years. So those two, I think, will be right up there towards the end of the year. But it's such an even competition this year. It's really good to see. You've got teams like GWS and Adelaide back in the mix as well, so it'll be an interesting finish of the year.
Enjoy getting back into the club, mate. Review that Derby, move on to Adelaide on the weekend. We appreciate your time this morning.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Lachie Neal. Thanks to SKG Radiology. When you depend on the right result, the choice is very clear, let me tell you. SKG Radiology.
Good morning, Perth, with Tim Gossage on Forever Classic 6AX.